We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, here's the thing. When you're from the Boston area and you leave the Boston area and you go on to bigger and better or whatever, you're always kind of still ours a little bit.
Yeah.
So a guy like Rob Corddry, Weymouth, you know, Boston area, we're never going to let you forget that you were from this area originally. Hey, Rob Corddry.
You know what? That makes me so happy.
I'm glad.
because frankly, I won't shut up about it out here in L.A.
Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
I love that.
Yeah.
We've been a fan of your work for so long from we're talking about The Daily Show. I saw you on Colbert the other night, and I'm thinking it's like a little Daily Show mini reunion, Community, and Ballers, and Arrested Development, and congratulations on the new show, which is called The Unicorn. It's great to talk to you.
Unicorn, yeah. Thank you.
That kind of show, I mean, for people of a certain age, which I am and which Sue is, and Kendra, you're a couple of years behind us, there's so much of that going on. That is, people who are either on a second marriage because, you know, they're a widow or widower, or they just split up, it didn't work out, but they're in there for the second time around.
A little more mature, but having to get out there again, play the game.
Yeah, exactly. But then, you know, the maturity level, you still have to face the new realities of dating, right?
Yeah.
In a dating pool that a lot of people are way more experienced than you. So, I mean, personally, I can't imagine how I would navigate that.
Oh, yeah. God, no.
Yeah.
Not I say that. That's what keeps my wife and I together. Because I don't want to go back out
That's
there.
That's it?
No, thank you.
So in this show, Rob, The Unicorn, so the guy is a widow, and you play like sort of the wingman. You're helping him sort of get back out there after his wife passes away?
Yeah, I play one of his best friends, and I play sort of like the best friend who wants to live vicariously through him. You know, who just wants him to tear through the dating scene and tell him all the juicy details, and, you know. But, of course, that being said, he's also madly in love with his wife, played by Michaela Watkins.
I have to ask you, because you've worked with some of the biggest A-list celebrities out there. And I know, you knew this was coming. I'm a big rock fan. Oh, my God.
No, like in love.
I know, he's on my list. And I'm happily married, and I have two grown daughters. I mean, so I will say that, but... Oh, my God. What was it like working with Dwayne Johnson? Please tell me.
I'm telling you, every day was like a Harlequin novel.
He'd tear that shirt off.
Did you just look at those bulging muscles and just...
Yeah, he in his puffy white shirt holding me on a boat.
Oh, that is funny.
Is he as nice of a guy as everybody says?
Yeah, you know, I'm here to report that he does not disappoint. He's the real thing, which is very, very refreshing.
Hey, I've got two daughters. Sue has got two daughters. I'm given to understand you have two daughters. Do your daughters think you're all that because you're the guy who's on TV and with The Rock and the movies and all that? Or is it universal that they don't care about that because you're dad?
It's a great question. They could not care less.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
I remember one time they even remarked on it. It was when I was doing Children's Hospital, and there was a bus ad with my face in clown makeup on it.
Oh, my God.
And they pulled up next to it, and my daughter, I think, she was still in a car seat at the time, my youngest, and she just went, "Mommy, it's the clown again."
Wow, isn't that classic? No, our kids are all extremely unimpressed with us.
Yeah.
But if you can get them on set to meet Dwayne Johnson, then it's a big deal.
Oh, my God. Right? Then they'd be, yeah. I can't wait for the show. The Unicorn airs tonight, 8:30 on CBS. Rob Corddry, thank you so much. You're a delight.
Yeah, charming show. Good stuff.
Thank you, guys. Who's playing now?
Bruins. Patriots.
Oh, and Bruins.
Patriots, Bruins, Celtics,
Patriots,
they're all doing
are still
it right.
Playing too, my God.
Yeah.
I was already, like, my fantasy team is doing that well. I've already written this. Take it easy, guys.
Good stuff. Thanks, Rob.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.